Shivaya Bhagavati Tamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Hare Krishna. Today we are reading Canto 5, Chapter 17, Text 4, in the chapter entitled The Descent of the River Ganges. Tataneka Sahasrikoti Vimananika Shankura Deva Yaninavatar Antindu Mandalam Avarya Brahma Sadhana Nipatati. So word by word translation. Tataha. After purifying the seven planets of the seven great sages, Aneka, many, Sahasra, thousands, Koti, of millions, Vimananika, with contingents of airplanes, Shankula, congested, Devayanena, by the spaceways of the demigods, Avataranti, descending, Indumandala, the moon planet, Avarya, inundated, Brahma Sadhane, to the abode of Lord Brahma atop Sumeru Parvata. Nipatati falls down. Translation. After purifying the seven planets near Dhruvaloka, the pole star, the Ganges water is carried through the spaceways of the demigods in billions of celestial airplanes. Then it inundates the moon, Chandraloka, and finally reaches Lord Brahma's abode atop Mount Meru. Purport. We should always remember that the Ganges River comes from the causal ocean, beyond the coverings of the universe. After the water of the causal ocean leaks through the hole created by Lord Vamanadev, it flows down to Dhruvaloka, the pole star, and then to the seven planets beneath Dhruvaloka. Then it's carried to the moon by innumerable celestial airplanes, and then it falls to the top of Mount Meru, which is known as Sumeru Parvat. In this way, the water of the Ganges finally reaches the lower planets, means Bhumandala. In this way, the water of the Ganges finally reaches the lowest planets and the peaks of the Himalayas, and from there it flows through Haridwar and throughout the plains of India, purifying the entire land. How the Ganges water reaches the various planets from the top of the universe is explained herein. Celestial airplanes carry the water from the planets of the sages to other planets. So-called advanced scientists of the modern age are trying to go to the higher planets, but at the same time they are experiencing a power shortage on Earth. If they were actually capable scientists, they could personally go by airplane to other planets, but this they are unable to do. Having now given up their moon excursions, they are attempting to go to other planets, but without success. So once more, the translation. After purifying the seven planets near Dhruvaloka, the pole star, the Ganges water is carried through the spaceways of the demigods and billions of celestial airplanes. Then it inundates the moon, Chandraloka, and finally reaches Lord Brahma's abode atop Mount Meru. Pamakinam timran desya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam hinata smai shigurve namaha Шичитани манобиштам стапитам гена бутале своям рупакада махям дадати свападантикам вандихам шигурок шиюта падакам валам шигурун вайшнавамша Шерупа саграджатам сакгана рагунатам витам там саджевам садвайтам савадутам париджана сахитам Кришна чайтана девам ширада Кришна падам сакгана лалита шивишакам свитамша Нама Вишну падая Кришна прештая бутале шимати бхакти виданта свамити намине Намасте сарасвати деви гауравани прачарине нирвишеша шуннавади пащатя дешатарине Ванча Калпатару Беша Крипа Синку Бевача Патитанам Пава Неппи Вайшна Веппи Намо Намаха Нама Махавадане Кришна Према Прадайте Кришна Кришна Чайтане Нам Негару Твише Намаха Панча Татватмакам Кришнам Бхакта Рупа Сварупакам Бхакта Ватарам Бхакта Кьям Намами Бхакта Шактикам Хе Кришна Каруна Синну Дина Банду Джагат Пате Гопеша Гопика Канта Рада Канта Намостуте Тапта Канчана Гаурангира Девриндаванишвари Вришибана Суте Деви Пранамами Хари Прие Джай Ши Кришна Чайтанья Прабху Нитянанда Ши Адвайта Гада Тара Шивасади Гора Бхакта Вринда Хари Кришна Хари Кришна 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 Хари 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 Рамо Хари Рамо 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 Хари 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 Кришна So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in his Jaiva Dharma what the Lord does when the living entity being used his free will improperly leaves the Lord. He wants to save it. And feeling great anxiety, he runs after it and crying profusely, but still Jiva has gone. And knowing that this living entity will never experience a nectarian test of the loving pastimes of Lord in Goloka, he himself expands and comes here to show, to display, to perform this wonderful lila so that Jiva can be attracted again. But still, even despite of all this endeavor of the Lord, the Jiva cannot neither understand nor appreciate these lilas, this pastime. Then the Lord extends himself at first holy dam with the holy rivers, and the second the holy name, and the third holy scripture, and the fourth his own associates and entourage with all the paraphernalias for the service, and the fifth the spiritual master. So spiritual master is a specifically greatly empowered to explain these lilas to the living entity, so to generate or rather awake this desire in their heart to join the pastimes of the Lord. Because the Lord cannot do this himself, he is sending this most empowered person, our spiritual master. And then six, he still maintains all the living entities within this material world who want to become separate, to stay separate from him here. And also he is giving the association with his own devotees here. So he is maintaining totally, he is making all this elaborate, very complicated arrangement for the jivas to be attracted to his pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. And that's the extent of his mercy towards us. And that's how Ganges come to this material world, actually, because the first the Lord extend himself as a holy dam, together with the holy river which flowing here. And out of great love and compassion for the fallen souls, Lord make the Ganges appeared here in the material universe for our material and spiritual upliftment. And this is our Ganges. She is purifying us as well as gradually develops this inclination towards the loving devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord. And in Padma Purana, Srila Vyasadeva says to Jayamini Rishi, it's possible to count the number of dust particles on the earth, but one cannot describe in full the glories of Mother Ganga. It's just impossible. Therefore, throughout the Vedic literature, the different narration of the Ganges depicting here glorious spread, and it's narrated, her glory is narrated with utmost respect and adoration. And there are numerous stories. They vary about their appearance here and in the material world, about their source, about their birth, and about her origin. Although all these narrations are variable with the different details which slightly vary from narration to narration, but still the Ganges is eternally serving to Radha Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So it's her permanent identity. So she is a person always existing there in her service. And she has two identities, actually, two forms there. It's Vara Prema Gopi and Viraja Gopi, or rather Vara Prema Manjari. At least these two forms we know about Ganga, that her form. But despite all these details of her appearance here, all the slight variation in her origin, still it's the same person with all her love and mercy towards us, and is the same eternally. So everyone can be benefited by this mercy of Mother Ganga. And in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, sage Narada inquired from Naranarayana Rishi of her origin, how she appeared in the spiritual world and then how she descends here in the material world. And Naranarayana Rishi replied, once on full moon day of Kartik month, there was a great festival arranged by Krishna. And Krishna was worshipping Srimati Radharani, honoring her on this celebration. And so many great personalities came there also to join the celebration and to worship the beloved of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani. Among them were Lord Brahma and Shiva and Goddess Saraswati and different rishis and gods and demigoddesses and the sages. So all of them assembled there, and Mother Saraswati started singing with utmost devotion, and she is, after all, the goddess of learning and goddess of music, goddess of fine arts. So she knows how to beautifully sing. She is very expert in singing. So she won, with her wonderful singing, she won the hearts of all assembly, so much so that Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, to reciprocate with her beautiful art, actually they granted her with different boons and gifts. And then Lord Brahma inspired Lord Shiva to sing, because Lord Shiva, he is a topmost devotee. Nobody higher than Lord Shiva in expressing his love. And Lord Shiva began singing the glory of their mutual love, love of Radha and Krishna. And this singing was so devotional, was so feeling, so touching, melting the hearts, that all the assembly just fell unconscious. Whoever were there, they just fell without consciousness. And then when they regained their consciousness, they saw that all the Rasa Mandala, actually all the festival was being holding in the Rasa Mandala of Krishna before Rasa dance. And all this Rasa Mandala was filled with water, and Radha and Krishna disappeared. So, and then they understood that Radha and Krishna melted, and this their liquid form, the form of water. And actually it's not different from their prem. What happened actually? They so beautiful, artistic, and so feeling, so devotional singing of Lord Krishna brought their mutual love, love of Radha Krishna, to the summit. so much so that it overflooded their heart and then their bodies and just melted them. This is our Ganges. The water, which directly came from the lips of Radha and Krishna, and nothing than Radha and Krishna's love, mutual love towards each other. And coming directly from them, or being the transformation of their body, actually Ganges is not different from Radha and Krishna. Can you imagine? These Ganges, they are having association every day. Actually, it's Guru Maharaj likes to say it, it's liquid prayer. This is their mutual love towards each other. And we are associating with Ganga. Understanding this, it should be there. Krishna Drava Maya Radha, Radha Drava Maya Hari, Jiva Nidani Nityam Radha Krishna, Gatir Mama. And this is how Jiva Goswami actually reflected on this event in his Galashtaka. Radha Drava Maya Radha. So Radha is also melted by Krishna. And Radha Drava Maya Hari, and Hari is also melted by Radha, Jivani Nidani Nityam, and always in life or in birth, I'm taking shelter, the Gatir Mama, they my shelter. So he impels us, Jiva Goswami, actually to take shelter in this liquid form of Radha and Krishna. That's our mood in our association with Radha and Krishna. We have to just get her mercy through surrendering to herself. So this water is a topmost bestower. Why? Because he bestowed pure bhakti. And that is why the entire universe worship Mother Ganga. Because nothing else to give but bhakti. And this is highest gift. So Ganges can give it to us. But we have to be prepared in our consciousness. So she can bestow prema upon us directly. At every step toward here, even if you are going, just going to see Mother Ganges. So every step gives or can give us pure prana. So there is intermediate course of here, advent here in this material world, and we know this story is described in 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, how Bhagirata Maharaja wanted to deliver his ancestor from hellish existence and how he performed severe austerities to impel Ganga to come to this material world and to do it, because only Ganges, only her water could do this. This is an intermediate cause, but there is eternal cause or root cause. What is this? This is a burning desire of Krishna to take all the living entities from this material world back home, back to Goloka Vrindavan. And this is actual cause of her advent in this material world. And according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is a favorite pastime of Krishna. There are so many pastimes of Krishna we know, the pastimes of creation with Mahavishnu, and the secondary creation with Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and then all the varieties inside the universe, and then pastimes on Goloka Vrindavan, the highest place, highest abode of the Lord. And then the topmost pastimes with 11 devotees like gopis. But still, his favorite one is to lead the living entity back home, back to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan. This is his favorite pastime. Why it's favorite? Because Krishna has this burning desire, has this burning feeling of compassion to all the living entity. And he actually cannot live without all this living entity. And out of this burning desire, actually it's so burning feeling he experiences that should be some kind of activity to satisfy this feeling of the Lord. So what is this activity? To take this jiva and to lead them to him, to his chitta abode, the abode of pure knowledge and bliss. And the second reason of this pastime being a favorite one of the Lord, because it's very difficult to accomplish. Because you have to turn Jiva from the point of total rejection of Krishna and hatred up to the opposite, to the utmost loving relationship, love and affection towards the Lord. So, all around. And because it's so difficult to accomplish, it's so challenging, that's why this is a task for great accomplishment and great accomplisher. So this great accomplisher is Krishna. The more thing difficult to get, to gain, the more it's desirable. So that's Krishna nature. Try to get what is most difficult to get. That's why it's also his favorite play or favorite pastime, to lead the jiva towards himself in his abode. If someone rejects you, will you still love him? Will you still care of him? It's very difficult for us because we are so minute and we cannot really adjust this in our false ego if somebody rejects us, how to love him after. But Krishna is still loves us so much and cares of us. And he's creating whole universe, whole part of this creation actually is meant for the jivas to stay there separately because of their desire to stay separately from the Lord. But still, despite of them desiring to be separated from the Lord, it's just impossible because we are totally dependent on the Lord in everything. And Krishna actually explains this in Bhagavad Gita. He explained how he maintains all the jivas here in the material world on the five levels. And is given in chapter 15, Yoga of the Supreme Person, 12 to 15, these four verses. Its first level is universal level. I become sun and moon for you. And the splendor of the fire also comes from me. In other words, I become sun for you so that you can see the object you want to enjoy here in this material world. And on the planetary level, this is the second level, I am gravitation force inside the planets to make them stay at one place on the orbit. And I became again moon for you to supply the juice to the vegetables, because this juice of the vegetables can be produced only under the moon's light. It is a proven fact that the vegetables grow only under the moon, not the sunlight. And because I'm a supplier of this vegetable, the third level, the gross material level, the level of gross material body, what you will be doing with all these vegetables? They have some use if you can consume them, if you can assimilate all these nice beverages, all this nice soma ras. Actually, this juice compared with the soma ras, because it's produced by the moon, so naturally for the earthy planets. So naturally it has features of the soma ras. He gives almost immortality, like he gives longevity, it gives also the strength and the health, and he can satisfy our feeling, our taste, our palate. And that's the juices of the vegetables produced by Krishna. But still, you cannot do anything with these juices until you assimilate them. So I become the fire of digestion in your stomach so that you can assimilate. You can digest all these nice, wonderful juices. And then on the level of subtle material body, I became the fire of digestion in your mental body, in your a subtle body. And it's funny how Vishwanath Chakravarti explained that we have also to digest something else, not just food. So what we are digesting is in our mental body. We are digesting our life experience, right? the knowledge we are getting, it should be proceeded, it should be kept in the memory, and then it should be proceeded further into the categorization, and then in some use by our Viveka, and so forth. This is a principle of intelligence, and Krishna becomes this principle of intelligence, and he explained it. Matak Smriti Rugyanam Apohanam Chas. From me comes Smriti, remembrance, Agyanam, knowledge, and Apohanam, forgetfulness. So three things that constitute this principle of intelligence manifested by Krishna. So he is digestive agent in our mental body, in our subtle body, to digest our experience in life. And then on the level, at the last level, the level of spiritual life or spiritual level, Vedanta Krit Veda Vit Eva Chaha. So I become the compiler of the Vedas for you. I am a giver of this knowledge, of the spiritual knowledge about my about my paraphernalia, my personality, so that you can be attracted and you can be joining to me. And I am Vedavit, I am a knower of the Veda. By all Vedas, I am to be known. There is nothing higher than knowledge about myself, so I am just giving this knowledge to you so that you can be eternally happy with me. I found it so interesting. On the universal level, she flows through the whole universe, delivering three worlds, whole three worlds of this material universe, like Burbuvar and Svar. That's why she is known as Tribhuvani Pavani, or female savior of the three worlds. And her flow, that's Milky Way. That's nothing is more majestic phenomena in this material world in Ganges. So she's purifying, literally speaking, whole universe and influencing with her power the whole universe. So that's how she maintains us on the universal level. And then second level, the level of planets or planetary level, she flows through whole our globe, our Bharatavarsha, for our spiritual and material upliftment. That's how she maintains us on the level of our planet. And then on the level of our gross body, actually she eradicates our karma. Prarabdha already manifested reaction which came to us in the form of our body. Actually, mere fact that we have this body, this manifestation of our prarabdha karma or reactions which already came to us. And we are experiencing all these reactions through different transformations in the body, like diseases or different miseries. We have threefold miseries, they're coming from different sources. So all this is our prarabdha karma or manifested already karma. So Ganges eradicates this karma, that's our prarabdha karma. And Srila Prabhupada also proves this, commenting on the first verse of this particular chapter. She writes, it's a proven fact that the person who regularly bathes in the Ganges is purified both externally and internally. Externally, his body becomes immune to all kinds of disease. Right. So I found, actually, I came across a very nice list of 108 names of the Ganges from Skanda Purana, and I pick up some of the names which are very inspirational, and I would like also to share these names with you because they explain actually the potency of the Ganges and here mercy towards us, and they're very beautiful as well. Just to illustrate how she maintains us on all these levels which we mentioned. And the first name of Ganges, that's Arogyada. Da means what? To give, like Yashoda. Da give. Roga means what? Roga means disease. And A means it's a negative suffix. Something which is not rog. So she is a giver of health. Something which is not rog or disease, that means health. So she is a giver of health. And there is difference between her influence and the influence of medicine. She doesn't cure the disease as a medicine does, but she eradicates the cause of this disease on the level of karma. So she eradicates our karma, which is the cause of this disease. That's why she is a arogyada. So that actually illustrates how she maintains us on the level of gross body by eradicating our karma. That's only one example. And then another, her name, which also illustrates this point of maintaining on the level of gross body, she is a Klesha Nashini. Nashini is a female savior or destroyer. A Klesha, what is Klesha? Klesha means miseries. We have threefold miseries, right? We have Atidaiva, we have Atibuddha, and Adhyatma. So they are coming from different sources. The miseries coming from our gross and subtle bodies, from our mind, and the miseries coming from different living entities like Atibuddha, from Buddhas, and the miseries coming from Atidaiva, or supernatural forces coming from the demigods. So all these sources of miseries, all these miseries all together being eradicated by mere touch to the Ganges water or mere drinking of this water. So I found it's very inspiring. And also we have three causes of these miseries. The first is what? That's avidya. Avidya is ignorance, right? That's the root cause of all our miseries, of all our suffering here. This is our avidya. What is avidya? That's forgetfulness of what? Of our constitutional position. What is this? I am a servant of Radha and Krishna. This is called ignorance. That's the root cause. And from this cause sprouted another cause. What is this? That's bijra. And bijra is material desire. When I start identifying myself as my material body, then I develop some material desire how to satisfy this body through the senses. So the bija is the second intermediate cause of my suffering here in the material world. And the third, it's immediate cause or direct cause, that's my sinful activity. When I'm acting upon my material desire, try to fulfill my material desire, so that's how sin comes into picture. So the three causes of our misery. So Ganges eradicates all of them. Our ignorance, our material desires, and yes, and sins. Exactly, sinful activity. So that's our Ganges. That's how she destroys our prarabdha karma. And on the level of subtle body, she transforms our subtle body. What is our subtle body? That's our intelligence, our mind, and our false ego. The three things. And one source actually says that she destroys them. Means transform material elements of this subtle body being transformed into spiritual counterparts of them. Therefore, her names are Chit Akashavana, very poetic name. Chit Akashavaha. Vahan means what? Carrier. Right? We have different carriers for different personalities, like we have peacock, we have bull, we have swan, right? So Ganges is also carrier of what? Of our chit. Chit means consciousness. She's carrying our consciousness up to the Akasha. Akasha means sky. So it's a very poetic name. One who takes one to the sky of consciousness. Means she's elevating our subtle body so much so that we're just flying there on the top of our consciousness. That's her mercy towards us. And another, her name is Durbudhiharini. It's also some very interesting name, destroyer of evil intentions. Harini means somebody who takes away. And Buddhi means intelligence, which may be having some intentions. So Buddhi is its intention. And Dur means evil. She is the one who takes away all our evil intentions. Means in our body, there are six different, in our subtle body, we have six enemies in the heart. So all together, Ganges eradicates them as well. And they are the cause of our evil intention towards others. What are the six enemies which Ganga eradicate in our subtle body? It's Kama, Krodha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, Baya, and Loba. So all of them being eradicated by Ganges. That's how she maintains us on the level of our subtle body. Therefore, another her name is Tivra Papa Tula Tanunapat. One who burns things away as if cotton. So it's very easy to burn cotton, right? And nothing is left after this burning. So she who burns things away as if cotton means she burns our sinful reaction completely. Already manifested and unmanifested, which still waiting to be manifested. We have long tail of our karma, of our aprarabdha karma, and we will, which will fructify in our body, in our lifetime, next lifetime. And then here another name is Pitta Garbhagni, destroyer of rebirths for those who drink her water. Very interesting. Gni to destroy. Pitta means father, and Garbha means to impregnate. So she destroys further impregnation by father. Means you will be never taken to the womb of another mother, and you will never get rebirth again. This is power of our mother Ganga. And on the spiritual level, that's fifth level, that Mother Ganga actually maintains us. She liberates from the clutches of material existence, as well as develop the gradually devotional attitude towards the Lord, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in his commentary to the first verse here in this chapter. Therefore, her name is Tarani, savior from material existence. Beautiful, isn't it? And another name which illustrates how she maintains us spiritually, Paritrana Parayani. What is a Parayana? Parayana means somebody who is very dear to the Lord. That generally meant the devotee under this name. And Paritrana Sadhana, what is a Paritra? Means to deliver, to save, right? So Paritrana Parayani, savior of the devotees. How she saves us as devotees? She is giving bhakti, and gradually we develop this inclination toward loving service of Radha and Krishna. That's how she maintains us spiritual and spiritual level. Such is the glory of our most merciful Mother Ganga. Thus Krishna makes Ganga or his liquid prema to come into this universe to uplift us spiritually and materially. But not just into our universe. There are innumerable universes bubbling on the surface of what? Of causal ocean or Virajariva. So this is arrangement for all of them. And Krishna makes Ganges come into all these universes. Not just in our universes. So that's like global arrangement of Krishna. For all the living entities within this material creation. And in our case, the intermediate cause is Vamanadev, who is piercing the, all the coverings of material universe by the nail of his left toy, big toy. But I found very very funny description that it may not be like this in the next kalpa, say. Sometimes Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who enters this universe, he's little bigger than the size of the universe. He's little bigger. So to make himself comfortable, he spread, he stretches his body, and then by this he's piercing the coverings of the universe. It's how Ganges may come into the universe as well. It's it's actually showing the humorous nature of the Lord in arranging these kind of things. So, mere sight of Mother Ganga, her touch, sweet, fresh breeze coming from here, is great to deepen for us. What is a udipan? Udipan means stimulus, and which immediately reminds us about Krishna. This is the power of udipan. We have whole list of different udipans, like, what is it? The peacock feather of the Lord, like Mukunda. He immediately fell unconscious when he saw the peacock feather fan. When the king was fanned with this fan. So it was udipan for him. Immediately all his emotion just came out of his heart and he just fainted on the spot. And another udipan is Krishna's flute. And still another udipan with his beautiful qualities, and they further divided in three parts: the qualities of his character, the qualities of his form, and the quality of his voice. So all this is great to deepen for pure devotee, and it makes them, pure devotees, immediately remember Krishna, come to this remembrance. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned in one of the classes, seeing beautiful, multicolored sky above Ganga during sunset, the pure devotee sinking. That today Krishna has so enchanting attire, pinkish, with the gold, with some bluish portions, and everything is so colorful and dazzling so brightly. So that's my Krishna today, in this turban, pinkish turban, and the golden dhoti, and the same kind, and the same color of his chadar. So immediately, this multicolored sky, so beautifully dazzling, so wonderful, it reminds him about Krishna, and immediately this picture of beautifully dressed Krishna appeared in his mind. So that's how Ganges actually has to become the udipan for us as well. As we read yesterday, it was in case of Dhruva Maharaja. Yes, as soon as Dhruva Maharaja accepted Ganga on his head, what happened? He shed profusely tears from his half-closed eyes. And they're uncontrollable. He cannot control them. And then different other symptoms like eruption appear in his entire body. And at that time, actually, Srinath Chakravarti Thakur comments that he's thinking, this is the water which washed the feet of my family deity. This is how Ganges actually just takes all his emotion out, and his love increased with this emotion. So it should be like this in our case as well. That's why we are listing all these great devotees and the association with the Ganges, so that to somehow impel us to have this relationship with the Ganges. And Ganges can purify and give the benediction of pure love of Krishna very quickly or even immediately if a person is fixed on this goal. Yes, I want only Krishna in my association with Ganges. So this is Yavasayatmika Buddhi, so single-pointed intelligence. If it's there, then Krishna will reveal himself more to us. When we have this association, we have baths in the Ganges, or when we drink this water. But if the intelligence is bahushaka, many-branched, and we distracted to some other goals, it may not be happen so quickly. This is the point. And it's said in different parameters. For those who do business or some fruitive activity while going on pilgrimage to Ganges, then the result of this pilgrimage will be 6 times lesser than of those who just concentrate on the association during the pilgrimage with the Ganges. Because it illustrates this point that it will not happen so quickly in this case of Bahushaka devotees who are doing this. So the same rule is applied when we are going to take our bath in Ganges. If we prepared mentally, then we can get more benefit, spiritual benefit. If not, if it's there, going there just idly talking or looking around us or distracted with so many things, or we are going there to have some fun or to cool our body, so we are not really getting any spiritual benefit from this association, because it's not even association. Therefore, Jiva Goswami actually advises us to prepare ourself spiritually before each and every devotional activity. It should be done, because we cannot perform any spiritual activity with material senses. It's just impossible. How with the matter we will do something about spirit? So the material element should be prepared for it. And it's called, he advises us to do Bhuta Shuddhi. What is a Bhuta? It means elements. Material elements in our gross and subtle bodies, that's Bhuta. And Shuddhi means to purify. So there is a whole process described by different acharyas how to purify our consciousness and gross body to do something in our devotional service. And this Bhuta Shuddhi principles is of threefold. This is a threefold meditation. First, I am a servant of Radha Krishna. That's our first meditation. I have to meditate. I have to meditate on how I will serve. I'm a servant, so I have to somehow manifest how I'm a servant, what I will be doing as a service, right? How I will manifest that I'm being a service, I'm being a serving, a service, a servant of Radha and Krishna. And the second fold in this meditation, that Radha Krishna are my eternal masters, means how they manifest them being my master. In other words, how they reciprocate with my service, or how I expect them to reciprocate, because my desire is also wait in this case, they consider it. And the third fold in this meditation, this material world is meant for my purification only. So no matter what happening with me, even the horrible, most horrible things from material point of view, this is just for my purification. Meaning, it's sent by Krishna. The Krishna's hand is behind all my situation I am in or I will be in the future. And I just have to understand this, just sent by Krishna, and it's specially designed for me. For me, this is my situation. This is for me to become pure and closer to Him. That He arranges this for me personally. So this threefold of meditation should be done before each and every activity we do. Otherwise, Jiva Goswami just warned us, they will not give any fruit, spiritual fruit. Means if we do something in our devotional service, being unprepared spiritually, mentally, it will not bear any fruit. It will be just fruitless. Just very harsh word, actually. I found them very like heavy statement. But it's true. It's just true. And we have to consider it. That finally the Bhuta Shuddhi, or this purifying mentality, becomes our nature, no need and further like prepare ourselves, it just become our nature, just naturally coming to this point when we always feel ourselves eternally the servant of Radha and Krishna. And eternally we feel they reciprocate with me. And this it's happening here in the material world. And I understand, so whatever happening with me here, that just for arranging of my service and become better in their service. And the example given by Acharya himself, they explain this principle of Bhuta Shuddhi, especially Narottam Das Thakur in his Prarthana, his praying. Samukhi Basya Kabi Chamara Dulaba. When will I fan both of you? This is Chamara. That's how he meditates, that's how he feels being a servant. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur is a Manjari. And Krishna asks him, how you want to fan me? This is your desire. Chamara Dulaba, Kabi Chamara Dulaba. How you want to do this? And Narottam explains as a Manjari, so that the fragrance of Srimati Radharani body entered your nostrils and you would get mad with love to her. It's something very special, right? It's already level of our Siddha Deha, but still we can remember it. So this threefold meditation should be done before we associate with Ganga. So should I finish here? Because I have many, many things to say, and they're more and more interesting actually, but I have to stop. Thank you so much for your attention, and if you have any questions or comments. Okay, so this is from Skanda Purana, 100 names of Ganges. First is Arogeda, but they picked up, just my choice. Arogeda, giver of health. Da means to give, Arogya means health. And then Klesha Nashini. Nashini means to destroy, and Klesha means miseries, destroyers, a destroyer of miseries. And then Chit Akasha Vaha. Chit means consciousness, Akasha means sky, and Vaha means Vahan, or somebody who takes. So this is a one who takes to the sky of consciousness. And another name, Durbuddhi Harini, destroyer of evil intentions. Durbuddhi, buddhi means intentions or intelligence. And Harini, Harini means to take away, destroyer of evil intentions. Another name, Tivra Papatula. I can repeat it to you personally, actually, afterwards. Tanu Napat. Tivra Papatula Tanu Napat. One who burns sins away as if cotton. Yes, of course. Of course. So, it was nice, actually, to recollect all these names and their meanings to glorify Mother Ganga. Thank you so much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavat Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Ribbon. Thank you.
Padmo 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 Pad